Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Batch with my colleague Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're fighting a nuclear war in the way that we can sustain ourselves. We're not actually using nukes. We're using a new book by Annie Jacobson about the end of the world, a column by George Will, a lengthy investigation of deterrence by the Christian Science Monitor, and Henry's remarks about not just first use and counterforce and strikes here and there and hard targets, but also about the new part for the Cold War, which makes it much more complicated. Low Earth orbit and high Earth orbit and the moon next. Henry, you've written about the space card. I don't easily integrate it because you can park as many threats as you want in orbit and makes it very difficult to counter them if they're used. And we're looking also at the prospect of our adversaries reaching the moon and establishing a moon base within the next 10 years. Has this been taken into account by the war planners?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, the one thing that I think both Trump and Biden administrations and the Pentagon have been leaning into with more enthusiasm and intellectual energy than most is trying to figure out how to command space, what that'll require, and how to use it and leverage it so that our non-nuclear systems and nuclear systems and our commercial systems all prosper and are not put at risk. Now, it's getting difficult because the Chinese and the Russians, in that order, are working to try to get command of space and certainly to deny it to us. So, you know, this rivalry is on, and it strikes me as one of the most important dimensions of rivalry, you know, strategic rivalry there is. I would put more emphasis on it than I would in trying to keep up, as they say, at least numerically, with the Russians and Chinese with regard to nuclear warheads.
And the moon base, is that too sitcom-y for us to talk about? Because the Russians had a program and it went nowhere in the 60s. The Chinese have a program and they're building boosters to match it. They want a permanent colony on the moon that would easily be harmed. Is it time to talk about that, or should I leave it for the science fiction writers?
Well, I think there's room for both audiences. you're right to be somewhat skeptical. You know, how quickly all this happens is, a little bit open to debate. But I think the importance of what they call cislunar and orbits and what they call little Lagrange points, which have to do with where the gravity of the moon and the gravity pull of the Earth are about equal, are pretty important because when you park things all the way out there, you can go very much more quickly to very important, exquisite military satellites in geosynchronous and medium Earth orbit and even maybe in low Earth orbit than from coming from Earth. So it's kind of the high ground, and I think you can't have a serious military plan without factoring in what that might entail and when you have to be able to, you know, operate up there. It's also very difficult to see things up there because when the moon is bright, it's very hard to see optically what's going on up there. So you need to be up there just to know what's going on up there. So, yeah, I think it's important. How soon there are going to be military bases on the moon, you might want to measure your odds. But I think it's time to start thinking about that, absolutely.
George Will ends with the ironic point that the bomb is here forever and that talking about it is grown up. Do you agree, Henry? 30 seconds.
Well, I think it's like saying battleships and chemical weapons are here forever. By the way, they are, but they're just not as important as they used to be. And I think the real question is, can we avoid the spread of these weapons that leads to their use before we get to forms of warfare that don't emphasize threatening massive destruction, which entails naturally nuclear weapons? That's the big question.
Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. I recommend George Will's column to everyone. I'm John Lennon.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.